Nolte, President Pallets of Cash Obama Pretends to Care About Dead Israelis. By John Nolte on October 10, 2023. If your goal is a pile of dead Israelis, send money to Iran. The more money you give to Iran, the more dead Israelis. Former President Barack Obama knows this, and still he sent the terrorist state of Iran pallets of cash. On Tuesday, the Obama administration finally admitted something its critics had long suspected. My colleague John Hayward reported in late 2016. The entire $1.7 billion tribute paid to Iran was tendered in cash. Not just the initial $400 million infamously shipped to the Iranians in a cargo plane. At the same moment, Hayward adds, four American hostages were released. Okay, so maybe I should amend my opening statement. How's this? If your goal is a pile of dead Israelis with a side order of more American hostages, send money to Iran. Yeah, that's better. And here we sit 7 years later with the direct consequences of Obama not only appeasing the world's worst terrorists but funding the world's worst terrorists. The first consequence arrived when Iran grabbed more American hostages. Hey, why not? If Obama gave us $1.7 billion, with a B, surely, Iran thought, the corrupt and feckless Joe Biden would sweeten the deal. And sweeten the deal Biden did. Biden pledged to release $6 billion, with a B, to Iran in exchange for releasing those five hostages. Oh, but that wasn't enough. No, 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 no. To really sweeten the deal, Biden made that pledge to Iran on the anniversary of 9/11, September 11, 2023. And then, less than 4 weeks after Iran was handed a $6 billion, with a B, line of credit by Hunter's dad, Iran's proxy army, Hamas, launched a second Holocaust. Hamas, flush with pallets of cash, flush with Biden's line of credit, flush with the knowledge America is run by appeasers willing to kneel before Islamic terrorists on the anniversary of 9/11, rained 5,000 rockets on Israel, pulled old women and children from their homes, raped young girls, shot parents in front of their kids, and desecrated the corpses. And all of it was proudly broadcast on the internet, which prompted Democrats from all over America to express their support for the terrorists. Here's another number to remember. 72. That's how many hours it took for Obama to figure out what to say about 1,000 raped, murdered, and desecrated Israelis. 72. Obama said nothing for 72 hours, to then tweet this. All Americans should be horrified and outraged by the brazen terrorist attacks on Israel and the slaughter of innocent civilians. We grieve for those who died, pray for the safe return of those who have been held hostage, and stand squarely alongside our ally, Israel, as it dismantles Hamas. As we support Israel's right to defend itself against terror, we must keep striving for a just and lasting peace for Israelis and Palestinians alike. What was Barry waiting for? Was the horror not quite horrific enough over the weekend? Did the videos of rapes and massacres and desecrations not reach his enlightened tolerance level for such things? I have an opinion. I'm still allowed to have an opinion, correct? I think he was hoping for an out. I think he was hoping for something in the arena of public opinion that would allow him to make a both sides statement like the one we saw from Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Oops, I mean Whitmer. I think Obama waited and waited until he couldn't wait anymore and was forced to publicly call for dismantling the same Hamas he funded. I want to be very, very, very clear about something. When you fund Iran, you fund Hamas. And when you fund Hamas, you fund piles of dead Israelis. And the more money you give to Iran, the more dead Israelis. There's no middle ground here. There's no, oopsie, who knew? Barry knew. Barry hates Israel. Joe knew. Joe hates Israel. Allow me to belabor the point. Let's say President Franklin Roosevelt funneled the equivalent of $7.7 billion to Adolf Hitler in 1940. What would that tell us about Roosevelt? What would that tell the European Jews about Roosevelt? What would that tell Germany about Roosevelt's position on Hitler's open desire to exterminate the Jews? You Obama/Biden apologists need to explain the difference to me. Oh, wait, I can tell you the difference. By the time Obama's pallets of cash reached Iran, Iran was a lot further along in killing Jews than Hitler was in 1940. Oh, and in 1940, Hitler was still trying to keep his final solution a secret. Iran has publicly boasted about exterminating Israel for five decades. So, no, Barry doesn't get a take back. Never forget that President Palates of Cash Obama enabled and encouraged horrors unseen since the Holocaust. Never forget. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time is available to order, including Kindle and Audible. Amazon reviews are appreciated and helpful.